let's start with vaccine passports, which would be a way for vaccinated residents to prove they have been vaccinated and thus gain entry into places where groups gather, like airplanes, restaurants, and sports and entertainment venues. You wrote on social media that you were staunchly opposed to the idea of vaccine passports. Why do you dislike the idea so much?
Wow, where do I start, John? I mean, I see it as classism, division, discrimination. I mean, literally, the haves and have-nots. You have the vaccine, you have access to more. You don't have the vaccine, you have access to less. And let's not forget, you know, this vaccine has not been distributed equitably, you know, so then there's that issue, right? We're talking about huge ethical questions around this, like the risk of sharing health records with third-party apps. And not to mention, both Texas and Florida have prohibited government-mandated vaccine passports. I just don't think it's a good idea. I feel like it's a backdoor way of mandating when you know that you can't mandate. There's other ways to make things happen, and this is one of the ways that you make it happen, right? You either legislate it or you create policies, and I think that's why the governor and other governors are talking about using the private industry to lead in this. You know, because that's where these policies could be pushed very easily without any, you know, pushback, because there's no unions there to protect people.
You know, of course, Governor Ned Lamont has said he personally has no plans to develop a vaccine passport here. He has said he's going to leave it up to companies if that's what they want to do. Do you think he really wants vaccine passports and this is a backdoor way to do it?
The idea was being floated by him. The article that I read stated that this was something he was suggesting. So I don't understand him saying that this is not something he said. That is what prompted the Facebook post, because I was actually shocked to hear that he would be considering a measure such as this.
Yeah. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, as far as I can tell, he has said that his office and that the state has no plans to mandate any such vaccine passport program. In that light, does that change your view?
The fact that he doesn't mandate it doesn't change my view. I really don't think that it should be a policy put in place that creates this kind of discrimination and division amongst people. And, you know, I know that there's been a report, you know, that businesses are considering whether to require the employees to get vaccinated to continue working. I'm like, you have people that don't want the vaccine. And for me, the problem I have with all of this is mandating anything that gets injected into people's body when you can't guarantee them 100% that there will not be any vaccine injury. If there's a possibility of injury, there must be choice.
You also said in your first answer, you talked about how Texas and Florida are just two states that have come out against vaccine passports. Interesting choices, those two, because, I mean, those two states are led by Republican governors. You know, you've got Abbott in Texas and you've got DeSantis down in Florida. And you juxtapose that with what you wrote on the web. You wrote, "This is why party affiliation is irrelevant in my book. What really counts is policy affiliation. We have people that are registered Democrats pushing some very Republican policies, and yet the two most high-profile states to come out against vaccine passports have been led by Republicans. Is this a strange bedfellow situation where you find yourself in agreement with a couple of staunch Republicans?"
Absolutely, and I think that that has been the case lately throughout my career here in Connecticut. You know, I've had the realization that, you know, we have policy and we have party. And the affiliations with both should be very different. But when you have people that are claiming to be Democrats that support Republican policy and vice versa, where do you fall? So my choice is not to lean on the party affiliation of a person, but to lean on their policy affiliation. What are you doing to help people or hurt people? What does your policy do? That's what I'm looking at.